so easy to spend so much money so fast.
Everything's free when you trade people money for it. You know what I mean?
So many time shares.
Everything's free when you trade people money for it.
Tarnation!
I have tour dates coming up. You can come see me live. We're going next week, this week. Saturday. We're in California.
Woo!
Oh, yeah.
We're in California. Come see us. San Jose, Irvine, Ontario, Los Angeles, San Diego. I have tickets all the way through to the end of the year. Shows all the way from California all the way to Boston. AJWilkerson.com. Did I ever tell you about that?
Very neurotic.
When I was a kid, at like a parent-teacher conference, when I was like fourth or fifth grade, and my teacher told my mom in front of me, she's like, he's a great kid, he's intelligent, he like all this stuff, and he's like, but he is the most neurotic child I've ever had in my classroom. And my mom nudged me and goes, neurotic, that's where you're like Jewish, but not Jewish, right?
Oh my God. Did you, how old were you?
My God.
11?
Were you like, absolutely, that's correct.
Yes. I was like, no, well.
Sure.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Uh-huh.
Yes. Yeah. It means I'm nervous.
That's funny. Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah. Like, whatever. I wasn't diagnosed until as autistic until I was 30, but there were signs.
Oh my God, there were signs.
There were signs. Yeah.
There were fucking signs. I've heard of the signs. Yeah. I've heard of these such stories.
Here's your sign.
Here's your sign. Here's your fucking sign.
These little space vessels just blow my mind every time I see them.
Dude, I know. A little starry night.
Mm-hmm. You know if there's like, you can send text messages off of your vape now.
Oh my God, this is too much.
Wow, you can Bluetooth. Is that true? Yeah, you can I saw it. You can Bluetooth your vape to your phone and text off your vape.
So there's like a find my vape?
Yeah, you can find your vape off of with your phone.
If it doesn't exist, make it happen. What we need. Nobody needs to like play tic-tac-toe on the side of their vape or whatever. Find my vape, dude.
Yeah.
Find my vape.
Where is it?
Oh my God, is also, that a thing?
Yeah, it is. You can Bluetooth like them together. Like a
battery sharing program where you touch them together and they transfer batteries.
Wireless
that
charging?
Would be nice.
Wireless, that's what it's
called. Oh, yeah.
Actually, can you just turn my cell phone into a vape?
Can
we just
it'd hold a lot more.
Yeah. Like the same way like the wallet attaches, can I just attach a vape? Can I get an Apple vape?
I want to ratchet strap my vape to my phone.
You guys are so funny.
Yeah. Do you know what I did think
they're
about
the same.
Other day?
I don't know if you I can figure I have like idea. Gotten
that's
that
why we're sitting this way.
I had this idea for like a sketch video.
Maybe.
Where I wanted to like make vape speed mags. Where you just take vapes, like, basically, you ever see in, like, action movies where they'll take two, like, magazines for, like, an automatic weapon, and they'll flip one upside down and tape them together, so then, like, when you're empty, you just flip it over and clip it back in? I wanted to do that with vapes.
Oh, my God.
Like, just duct tape two vapes together and just have, like a vape bros kind of thing, where they're just, like, talking shit to people and, like, and he's like, oh, I'm empty. And then his voice, like, he's like, no, I got you. And then he just flips it over for him.
Yeah, it'd be like 4D. So you could just.
Yeah, I was thinking about your old competitive vaping days. And I was like, what if we did like
tell
a competitive
Danny about
vaping
that
right
now. Or did you already? I didn't know. You didn't know? Okay.
Full school on 7 years ago. I was a young lass.
No, I was a young gay straight lass.
I who knows? I don't even know at this point. I used to do competitive vaping. I used to travel around the country, go to vape expos, compete in cloud comps and trick comps. And I had like a plethora of sponsors. My travel was mostly covered. And I just got to vape for a few years competitively.
They're going to be so jealous.
What?
Yeah. She used to be a human fog machine, dude.
Yeah.
That stuff?
Yeah.
Dude. That's crazy.
Come on, show them.
I don't know. Maybe.
I don't know if these ones do it.
The air is kind of on.
That worked pretty damn well with me.
What is...
Oh, you have one of those red ones in the kitchen.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We have, like, these other vapes that we had found that are, like, hookah vapes.
Yeah.
So they're more cloudy but less nicotine. Because, like, trying to do tricks with these fucking fucks you up.
Are these, like, the big clunky ones?
What?
Yeah, wow.
Crazy.
Yeah, so I was a vapor in my past life.
That's
well, you still are, honey.
Wild.
Yeah, but not like I used to be. I mean, I used to have like the like brass mods or like silver mod. Like I have mod. I have like 20 grand of mods in storage right
what
now.
What are mods?
This.
The body?
Yeah, the body.
The body?
And then the atomizers where, like, your cotton and juice go. And I used to build those myself.
Yeah. The old school vapes that you had to, like, put all the parts together like you were building an Iron Man suit.
Oh, yeah, like,
How long has vaping been around?
Put coils in it, and, yeah.
The first vape was actually created, I think it's the 80s or 90s, but it didn't become mainstream until the late 2000s.
And then where does the name come from?
Vape? I have no idea.
Vape Nation.
Vape Gang.
Copy. That checks out.
Yeah, because you're turning a liquid into a vapor. You're vaporizing the liquid inside of it.
Yeah, that's like my old vape.
Such a
cute
deal to carry around. And how many gigabytes is that one?
How many gigabytes? That's 2 terabytes. 2 terabytes. 2 terabytes of vape.
It's a lot of cloud storage, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Cloud storage. That's so fucking funny, dude.
Wow.
Dude, if music doesn't work out.
Yeah.
I'll pass it off to you.
No, I just meant join us on the dark side.
Brother, come on. This is an intervention, actually.
Brother. After a few of these, you get used to them and you kind of coast.
Brother.
Coast to coast.
Oh. R.I.P. Art Bell. Oh. Damn. Did any of you watch or listen to Coast to Coast?
No.
It was a radio show thing.
Mm-mm.
Where was it? Was it like a nationwide thing or?
Yeah, it was,
Space Ghost.
I think it was always at midnight. And it was this guy Art Bell, and he used to take each episode was basically about a different like supernatural element or
coast something along those lines.
It's an OG podcast.
Yeah.
And when I was a kid, I used to remember I'd like stay up till midnight.
That's terrifying.
Yeah.
Terrifying. And they're like, this episode is about ghosts. I'm like, no.
Every episode. R.L. Stein. I used to do that with Tales from the Crypt.
Oh, dude, I love Tales from the Crypt.
This.
The Crypt Keeper was dope.
I did that with Stephen King novels. I used to read those before bed.
Yeah.
Goosebumps.
Are you afraid of the
Bright
dark?
Nights.
Yeah.
Wait, was that a show?
That was on Nickelodeon.
Animorphs.
So fucking
yes.
Good.
Animorphs was.
Animorphs, yes. Dude.
Animorphs.
Yes. I always imagine
the Scholastic Book Fair days.
Where it's like on the cover is like a person and each segment going up to the animal, they're like morphing into it.
I want to do a country edition where it's Alan Jackson turning into a golden retriever. They're just little.
That would actually be hilarious to do an Animorph series for celebrities.
Oh my god!
And basically, like, pick a spirit animal for each celebrity and Animorph them into their spirit animal.
That's funny.
That is fucking funny.
God, y'all just have the key to success here. We've given you 80,000 good ideas.
Idea guys.
Celebrity Animorphs.
Idea guys.
More Jewish shit.
That's literally what I'm finding out with my agency, because they're like setting me up with meetings with all the different departments. So I've met with like the scripted department, and now today I met with the unscripted department. And they're like, hey, what ideas do you have for things that would fall in our department? And I tell them my ideas, and they're like, wait, you actually have ideas.
This guy's got ideas.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have fucking ideas.
He's an idea guy.
They ring a bell. Yeah. Ideas. We got ideas.
Hey, Jerry, this guy's got ideas.
That is literally what is happening.
Operator, spread the word around. Everyone's got ideas.
God.
No, that's literally why they're like artists and then like the business people who handle artists. Yeah. Because like they're like, we don't have any ideas, but we're good as shit at monetizing ideas.
Yeah.
And so they're like, wait, you have ideas?
Yeah.
We know what to do with those.
Yeah, absolutely.
And sometimes I need a chaperone.
Yes.
I 100% need a chaperone.
To keep you away from the timeshares.
Yes.
That's probably the only good thing that I got for me.
Well, I need someone to like to enforce deadlines for me because my entire life I've been a procrastinator where I don't do it until the day before it's due. And if I'm the one who says it's due, then I can always be like, well, I'll give myself an extension.
You know? Maybe this was premature. Next week's better.
Yeah. You're like, maybe I don't want to do that. You know what? I don't want to do any of this anymore.
Yeah.
I talk myself out of shit.
You know what? This assignment isn't due until the end of the semester now. You know what?
And that semester is 17 months away.
I used to do that in college when I was doing like online courses.
There were
like things you had to do throughout the week, but then like assignments were always due by like midnight on Sunday. Mm-hmm. So I'd just wait and then do everything on Sunday and turn it in at the end.
I did that too.
Yeah.
I don't know if this crossed over to you, but is that how you pack for trips also?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yep.
Me too.
I will pack hours before I leave.
I will convince myself, it'll be like 3-4 in the morning, my flight's at like 7. I'll convince myself, if I wake up an hour earlier, I'm just going to pack it then, I have time. And then you wake up like 20 minutes before. that's
fucking terrible.
One of the worst feelings in the world for me.
Yeah, and then you're just anxious on the way to the airport. I always tell myself, though, when I'm like, after I check my bags, I'm like, if I ain't got it, I don't need it, or I can buy it.
Yeah.
That is normally my thing. I do kind of have a routine with packing now where, like...
I feel like you're getting really good at packing, and you're quick.
I'm so good at packing. Yeah.
Yeah.
I got one of those carry-on closet things. So, like, so I just sick. Pack, like I hang it up, pack it, zip it, find my, like, my stage shirts, zip them in one of those, like, like, fold-up packing things. And yeah, I'll pack like, but if I'm flying it like, cause I don't like early flights, I'll fly it like, you know, noon, 2 o'clock. I don't give a shit.
Yeah. Even at 8 p.m.
Yeah.
Oh, get me the fuck out of here first thing in the morning.
I hate the airport really early. In the morning. The airport in the morning is the worst place to be.
Yeah.
If you have like anxiety like me.
I'd rather drive anywhere I can.
Yeah. If it's drivable, I'm driving.
Tour bus. I'd rather avoid airports at all costs.
Yeah, that's why I was a truck driver for as many years. Like I'm built for the ground. Look at me, I'm sturdy.
I love driving. I really do.
Ugh, not I.
Yeah. I love driving.
I could be on a tour bus. I'm good with that.
Yeah,
but I don't want to drive.
You don't want to do the physical driving.
Well, yet. I just get bored. I get so fucking bored.
It's the best time. It feels like I like to just drive around to like. Think about my thoughts, like process things.
It's you like do like to do that.
It's like, yeah.
I do the same. I'll drive with like no music on.
Just think.
Drive. Think about jokes. Think about material. Think about other shit. Process stuff.
I do feel terrible and kind of guilty asking, but.
Yeah, you want? Yes.
I'm so sorry.
No, don't be sorry. I'll grab you.
Do you also? You're on the road. How much out of the year?
8 or 9 months.
And then what about you guys combined? Probably the same?
For always.
Yeah.
I live out there.
Yeah.
But how do you guys like caravan? How do you do it? Do you have a tour bus?
Yeah, we rent a bus every tour at this point.
Okay. How much is it to rent a tour bus?
More than anyone wants to pay. It's genuinely, depending on the rates, it could be like $2,500 a day.
And then, because you have to pay for the guy, you have to pay for the gas cleaning, boss. Maintenance. How much is it to buy one? Like $1 million?
So you can get about $1 million for like a basic new one. Well, probably, actually, that's probably more of like a lightly used one.
Yeah.
You can find used ones for like 200 and up. like 200 grand and up. Yeah. But they're in varying states.
I threw it, and I must have threw it.
The part for me
too hard
about buying an actual bus, I've always wondered how bad the maintenance is on it.
Mm,
yeah. Anything that goes wrong, think about how many little bits are in the doors, in all the cabinetry, and all the bus components for recreational stuff.
Especially if it's a diesel, because then a diesel mechanic's more expensive than a regular mechanic.
Yeah, we've been stuck out there a few times because not everybody works on the pre-row stuff.
Yeah.
Well, and that's what I've thought about. That's why I'm looking into like something more like an RV, something like on an F-350, like where the cab is separate from the actual RV. Then if something does happen or you need to replace it, you could literally swap the entire F-350 cab of something else onto it.
I think pulling out the actual, like a city vehicle that you can actually run around in is so helpful.
Yeah.
So helpful.
That is a good call.
Because one of our biggest problems every day, it's not a problem, but slight inconvenience, is getting to the venue, getting off the bus, and then from there you're just, you know, I bring a little scooter, so I bought a little electric scooter, like the Bird.
That's awesome. Own.
So we'll mash around the cities on those, but also, you know, a lot of injuries.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you may start on the scooter, but you also end the day on the scooter, and that's...
Too much scootering.
Yeah.
Too much scoots.
Yeah.
Too many scoots.
New scoot booting?
New scoot
booting. New boot goofing?
New scoot booting.
Scoop. Am I having a stroke?
I just pictured you on it. That's what
it's... Yeah, little booties. You know, little boots.
Scoop in.
Zoom.
One of those, like, pink cowboy hats.
Yeah, like, little braids, just alone. You're like, come on, guys! And it's just you.
Yeah. Just me and a pack of cans I tied in the back. Draw little faces on them and pull little dresses on.
No, it's cool. It's like one more mile to the not RV share, the timeshare. We've got like one more mile. Follow me on my scoot.
Yeah,
my
and if that good. Smith family is there taking up our time again, I'm really going to have words with them.
God damn it, Carol. Fucking A. How long have you, has Amigo the Devil been around?
I started the first songs. I mean, because it started as a hobby for sure.
Just you and Kat?
No, it was just me.
Just you.
It was just me for like 10 years.
His sister's in the band.
Okay.
And then Carson is the drummer.
Okay.
The blonde.
Yep. I started in the first songs were written around 2009.
Mm-hmm.
And 2010, I did a little personal EP thing and put it out there for fun, but I still had like a real job.
Okay.
Which was?
Brewing. I went to school for brewing.
Beers?
Beer?
Yeah.
Brewing is the beers? You can go to school?
Let's fucking go,
wait
dude.
A minute. You can go to school for that?
Yeah.
I went to school.
It's like Breaking Bad? It's like science?
He said he went to Germany.
Yeah, I was
went
in Munich.
I didn't. I don't know anything about you.
Yeah, so I went to school in Munich for that, brewing, and worked in that industry for a long time.
You ever make anything of your own, like home? Yeah?
Ow.
And that failed. Because things are hard.
Yeah.
And exhausting, if we're being honest. Mm. I think things were hard because they're exhausting, and I just didn't want to do them.
But now...
Now you
could brew beer as merch.
Yeah,
you
could have Amigo the Devil fucking beer.
Whoa, what the fuck?
We've done a couple little things here and there with some breweries. It's been fun.
Nice.
Yeah,
so dope. Yeah, I see the can. Cool. Yeah. I see it.
Yeah,
it's so cute.
There's a German... called Jukeworks in Nebraska. Jukeworks. I don't know why I said it works. Juke Brewing did a beer. There's a style, a German style called Helles. And we have a song called Hell in You, and they did Helles in You.
Mm.
It was a fun one. But
nice. Juke,
why
nice.
Did I just... I'm trying to think of what breweries I just mixed in. Juke Brewing. Juke Brewing.
God. You were mixing two different breweries.
Oh, yeah. Got it.
Have you been to... There's a brewery here in Nashville that's, like, built in an, like, old church. Like, it literally still looks like a church, like when you go into it, and they've like all their, what's the name of it?
Is it
this cake stands Iris? For the Lord?
Nears Iris.
May the beer no. be with you, and also with you.
No, I can't think of any names at all. Either. But my buddy, when I first blood came through Nashville,
oh, blood of Christ.
When I was still living in the van, he was like, dude, you gotta stop and get beers from this place, and they were excellent.
What's it called?
That's what I can't remember. Nashville.
Yeah, so we went on a whole side quest. Beerworks?
Beerworks?
Nope.
No, I've been to Beerworks. That's not a church. That's a cool place. Hmm. Cool place.
I don't know.
Big Boy Beer Brewers?
Oh.
That's a lot of bees.
No. Betty's Bottoms?
You just make that
the Piggly Wiggly?
It sounds like a real place.
Black Abbey.
Black Abbey.
Black Abbey
Brewing.
Dang.
Does thou know?
I wasn't Black even Abbey? Close.
Every brewery is.
Yeah, you were. What'd you say? Betty
I said Bottoms? Bearded Iris.
Bearded Iris.
No. The Lizard?
There you go. Mm-hmm. That's a really, really good.
Baptizing new believers, 12 ounce at a time. Yeah, wow.
It was a,
wow.
Help
it's
me.
Like, it's Black Abbey Brewing.
That's
where is it?
How do I join this church?
It's here in Nashville.
No, I know, honey, but like where? There's. Is it east? Is it west? Is it
German
south?
Town.
Is it German? Yeah.
I'm learning them.
Is it Brentwood?
Sidco Drive, Nashville.
Ah, farting. Me. Off the old house. Off the old house? By the old house.
By the old house.
By the old apartment. Sidco is. Off Harding by the old.
Yeah, they have some very cool beers. Very good beers.
Cool. Did you go to there and drink beer?
This was years ago. I picked up a case of beers for my friend Brian.
Is it still there and open?
Yeah, still there. Still open.
Cute.
5 points IPA, pub ale, the Rose.
Let's all fucking go, guys.
Yeah.
Should I Uber Eats some?
Yeah, Uber Eats some beer. So Jammin's biz, I'm gonna Uber Eats. Yeah, bring God.
Stone off the wall.
I know. Can you guys deliver some Jesus over to here?
I need to talk to the Lord.
I need to talk to the Lord. I'm just gonna have a little two-tree.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. When you brought them in here, I gave him both of them, and then he was like, "Oh,
church brings
I brought both of them in here for him.
Oh, cool. Oh,
wow.
So I did the right thing.
Yeah.
I thought one of them was yours.
I mean, if you're not going to drink
thank
it.
Thank you. Oh, I've been drinking this one slowly because I thought it was my last one.
No, there's like more in there.
Yeah,
there's like more.
I'll grab another one.
We have so much everything. We're abundant, guys, in all that we have.
So you said you started writing those songs in like 2009.
Yeah.
So from 2009, and then you put out like that EP.
It's a little EP thing for fun.
When was that moment where you're like, oh shit, like this is a thing.
I had one of my good friends had called me and he was like, hey man, what are you like thinking about doing with the brewing stuff, all that blah blah, because he knew I was not having a great time. A lot of people thrive in the industry and it's great for certain personalities, but I couldn't do it. Like that industry was insane for me.
Yeah.
Cause it just wasn't what I thought it was going to be. And that's my fault for my expectation, but.
What did you think it was going to be?
I think it was going to feel a little more, this sounds really like old, like an old trade.
Yeah,
I thought it was woodworking. Gonna be a little more of,
like blacksmithing,
like learning the ancient techniques.
I thought it was gonna be a little
learn the old way.
Yeah,
like learn the old ways.
Leatherwork.
Trying to make some Viking shit.
And I just I thought that the atmosphere was gonna be kind of the same camaraderie that the old brewers had that I'd seen and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's too big of an industry growing too fast, so everything was catching up to itself so quickly that it just we could have been making anything at all. Like it didn't matter what you wanted,
just commercial.
It was just
yeah.
And my friend called me and he's like, do me a favor, I know you're unhappy, let me just have a year with you to try the music thing.
Because he knew you were like musically inclined or what?
Yeah, he had heard the little EP. Sorry, this was around 2012.
copy.
So this is after post EP.
Yeah. And he had heard those, and I was like, I gotta work.
This fucking beer's not gonna make itself.
And he was like, you don't have shit to do. Like, you have things because you're trying to have bills. And he convinced me to kind of get rid of everything I had and start playing shows and touring and all that. It was brutal for 5 or 6 years. Really brutal. I guess he was with me for like 2-3 years. And then he had to do other stuff and out here.
Was he trying to be like your manager, or he in the band, or what?
Yeah, manager as like, I want, you know, you to feel that I have a reason to be here. But okay. The reality was, he was just helping me do something I was too scared to do on my own.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah, kind of body doubling a little bit and helping out. I had a friend kind of like that as well. It's like, I'm not a professional at this by any means, but I'm here to help as much as I can. Yeah.
And it was definitely his push and his motivation. And you can blame me, I brought them.
I'm sorry. Oh, do you think I'm mad at you?
That's not rude.
No, not yet.
Oh, okay. Get higher.
That's how I got out of competitive vaping, actually. That's how I left that industry. My best friend Erin just like looked at me and she was like, Sid, you could do so much better than this. And I went back to truck driving and finished school and stuff. But she didn't have to, like, she didn't get anything from, like, being like, she actually lost something. I was the manager of her store. Yeah. There's, like, really good people out there that'll just push you to be
That's kind of what happened with my last boss, like, when I was working at that,
AT&T?
The marketing, the marketing company.
Advertising company?
Yeah. I was still working from home, like, but doing stuff with them and doing comedy. And literally she was like, dude, you have like a year right now where you could just, like, during COVID, she was like, you don't have to keep doing this. Like, you could be doing that. Like, I think you want to be doing that. And I was like, I mean, I do want to be doing that.
Yeah.
Like, go do that.
Yeah.
Let me learn that.
It sounded like Stitch.
That was so funny. Who are you, dude? So funny.
Yeah, I'm fucking him.
Yeah, you're fucking him.
Him Kardashian.
Him Kardashian.
Him Kardashian.
Wait, what was the other one?
Himon and Pumbaa. Pumbaa.
He's like, I woke up thinking I was Himon and Pumbaa today.
Himon and Fuba, dude.
So funny.
Oh my lord.
And then it happened. And then he did it.
It happened, and
yeah,
I started touring in a Prius. I kind of lived in a Prius for the first few years.
Wow.
But that's what I mean. That. Like that moment, like when it happened, when you're like, oh, I'm not gonna have to live in a Prius.
Yeah.
When was that? What was that moment?
I'm apparently a very slow thinker because it took about 3-4 years of processing to kind of realize. It was such a weird situation where, actually, I can remember specific moments that felt surreal to me.
Yes.
And it wasn't that they were the biggest thing or that, you know, it wasn't. I don't know why those moments happen. I don't know why specifically this moment feels big. And I remember it was like a 100 cap venue or something, and we had sold it out. It's 100 kids, you know. At that point, I remember thinking to myself, if I could do this every night, live in paradise.
Yep.
And now I think about it and I'm so spoiled and dumb that I'm just like, it's 100 kids here, I don't know, we should go home. But no, I'm obviously joking about that, but it's those moments, those little landmarks where I can think about moments that felt kind of just guides. They were guides. It was the green light. It was like, keep going. That's what they were.
Yep.
You hit those green lights and you go, this is like a safe spot.
Yeah.
You know? Little spawn points.
Just go with the flow.
Literally, we talk about that. It's the same thing with comedy. Like those same like kind of moments and like the surreal, like this is actually happening, like kind of thing. And those same but with like confidence almost, oh, I belong here. This is what I'm supposed to be doing. Like I'll never be worse than this. Like save point kind of
That's
thing.
Amazing.
Yeah,
it's I remember how good those feel. And every once in a while, if we get really, really busy or I'm a little more stressed than I usually would be, and some time goes by where I don't hit one of those points, I start realizing, I guess it's like a reality check, to put myself in a place to scan all that time I missed, because I clearly missed one by being too comfortable or whatever ego-driven thing was happening in that moment. And it's been such a cool tool to kind of go back and go, I missed one. I did miss one. How do I not miss these again?
Yeah.
It's just, how do you...
I like that.
Yeah,
I feel like sometimes we get so complacent with what's going on that we forget to, like, be grateful for what is going on and to recognize, like, a real big moment.
Yeah.
It's hard.
But when they come, you know they feel good.
Yeah, you get the little spidey sense.
Oh, yeah. And now every once in a while, I feel so spoiled and I'm fucking stoked that it, you know, has done what it's done. But I think about peeking up that little window in the Prius that I had in the desert sleeping, just going, this is the coolest thing that's ever happened to me.
Yeah.
And it's, I don't know. It's funny how the hardest moments sometimes become such just deeply ingrained memories. Like such a,
yeah. Like you almost reminisce on them in a way. You miss that time in your life.
Yeah, they're pivotal. They make
sleeping
it.
Sleeping in a my cot bed trucker mattress in my van that I built like with plywood and metal piping.
Yeah.
Built my bunk out in my van.
And having a curtain as a door for a long time. And then finally, I graduated to a door.
Putting in my little, like, foil insulated window panels, like, Velcroing them up.
See, that sounds awesome until the junior varsity football team comes and punches the side of the van all night.
Yeah, or you're in the rest area between Tampa and St. Pete on that bridge, and you're in that rest area. And you're watching a video on your like of one of your sets, and you're like, "Fuck, I'm a killer!" And somebody outside goes, "Me too, brother. Like, I'm not sleeping here tonight."
Wow.
Gotta get the fuck out of here.
Cops come knocking on your van because you're not allowed to park there overnight, and you're like, "I've got so much weed in here. I hope they don't want to take a look inside."
Oh Jesus!
I hope they're just like, "Hey, move along."
There's nothing to see in this van.
Yeah.
There's nothing to see in this van.
This is not the boy you're looking for.
Wow. I think all the jail I've been in is probably my like some of my pivotal moments.
Yeah.
Jail.
Jail.
Yeah. But you guys know how I feel about jail. I think everybody needs to go to jail.
Yeah.
I really do. I really do.
You heard it here.
Jail or public some sort of public service.
100%.
I did my time.
And I did both.
Or both.
Yeah. And I did both.
Some of like the best memories that I look back on are the deployment. Like when I went to Afghanistan. Like we were in the shit. And like in the moment I was like, this fucking sucks. But now I look back and I'm like, I was with the boys.
No way.
I don't ever want to go back to jail. I never think about that. No. Oh. But I do love like the hard times of like having like multiple roommates or like all like crashing in different places or things like that. That's fun.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Yeah.
The hard times of figuring it out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Having no money.
Trying to make ends meet. Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah. I know. More money, more problems. Isn't it so annoying?
More appetizers, a 2-for-1.
Or, like, you could just buy all the things with all the money.
Kind of easy to buy stuff when you have money.
It's so easy. It's so easy to spend so much money so fast.
Everything's free when you trade people money for it. You know what I mean?
So many time shares.
Everything's free when you trade people money for it.
It's like Monopoly. Money just is paper. It's so stupid.
That guy was a sexy little number, wasn't he?
Look at
those little monocles.
Yeah, the little fucking name.
Oh my god.
Do not pass go.
Flying back from Denver in the Nashville airport, waiting to get my checked luggage, I saw the most ridiculous mustache I've ever seen in person. A guy had it waxed.
Oh.
Like, big.
Oh. Big. Like, up. Had to have been, like, at least to eye level.
Okay.
Like, up.
Did you? So stressful.
His face looked like a field goal.
Wow. Did you talk to him?
Huh? No.
You just walked by him and didn't make eye contact?
I just watched him because he was at the, like, waiting to claim baggage off the little bag escalator.
What was he wearing?
Nothing.
Just like a short sleeve flannel, like an old man, like, cowboy flannel.
Okay.
Cute.
Juicy sweatpants.
Oh man, god damn it.
Juicy sweatpants would have been god hilarious. Damn it.
Boots with the fur.
Oh my god.
Where is he? Yeah. God damn it. What a fucking king.
He had the baggy sweatpants and the boots with the fur.
That bitch is him. That bitch is fucking he. He him.
I think there's a lot of brands that need to come back. I mean, I guess like
Juicy?
JNCO's
JNCO.
Start coming back. Juicy, I think.
Dude,
did she leave?
Limp
Bizkit
is back. Why is JNCO not back?
Yeah, but full force. Like we should be wearing them right now.
Or like this.
It should be illegal to not wear them.
Yeah,
is what it is.
JNCO's fucking JNCO's.
Oh my god.
Are we all gonna start rollerblading again, or what's the
Heelys?
Soap
back Heelys?
Soap shoes?
Soap shoes?
Soap shoes were the most dangerous form of entertainment they could have given us.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kids breaking their necks with their butt.
What were soap shoes?
They're like in the mid part of your shoe, like where your arch is, it had these two metal plates, and so they were so you could grind on rails. So you grind on rails.
You would think
that
that's actually like a good idea, though.
I mean, in theory. Somebody came up with every good idea.
Damn, they're not even cool.
Let me see.
I mean.
They look awful.
Oh.
Okay.
Like, okay or okay.
Like, you know, whatever.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Talking about them, like,
that's not what they looked like then.
Nah, they looked way cooler.
No, these are sick. These little red little numbers are fucking sick.
So you can pay a higher insurance premium?
Epic red lava.
Is that the
wow.
That's yours.
Wow.
That's yours.
How unchewed. Sick would they look with this?
Unchewed. Unchewed.
Unchewed. Oh.
Jesus Christ.
So, I gotta keep these away from my cat.
Weird.
She likes to chew on things, and I caught her chewing on my vape. My cat's vape.
Your cat
Orville,
would vape.
Orville steals my vapes.
Yeah, he stole somebody's cigarettes when Trisha was there. Remember? Wait.
What?
Was it Trisha?
Maybe.
Somebody was there.
God damn it.
Orville stole cigarettes?
Yeah,
he went into somebody's purse
and took out a pack of cigarettes.
Orville kept trying to steal cigars.
Yeah.
The Orville was on the hunt for nicotine.
Yeah, you guys brought me for an intervention.
Cute would he be in an intervention? So cute. He's so cute. I miss him so much.
Dog intervention.
He's just smoking a cigarette the entire time.
In his crate.
What do you mean I have a problem?
I have a fucking problem.
But you have a fucking problem.
Not my fucking problem.
Like you're smoking a cigarette and you have two Zins in right now.
How many patches you got on you? Because that's the real sign right there.
So fucking stupid.
The fur hides everything.
I feel bad.
You feel good.
I'm fading. Good old Nico takes me.
Oh, shit.
It's super weird to not. It's so, I don't know, I always feel bad saying it because it sounds so dramatic. But, you know, when I was younger, I thought, for sure, I'm going to be a lifer. Like, I'm a lifer, just road dog, lifer, lifer. And I still love touring as much as I do. I still think it's the coolest thing in the world. But it is wild when you start realizing how quickly it actually ages you. Mm. Like, how genuinely fast. Yeah. It's brutal. And that's what I'm saying. Like, I hate complaining about it because I know, fucking awesome, I love it, but...
Yeah, my body's taking a toll this year.
Yeah. And you realize it quickly.
Your joints.
Weight,
just every, like, mental, all of it.
Everything.
Everything's just affected by living a life on the road.
Yeah.
But it's so, like, beautiful at the same time. It's, like, chaotically beautiful.
There was this older dude a couple tours ago, and he was a driver for one of the, not the buses, but the trucks. And I got to know him because he was just the most wild person I've ever met in my life.
Of course.
Like, the stories were, you know, we should call the cops. No. So we're talking and he's like, how are you? And I was like, you know, my bones hurt or whatever. And
oh my God, the movie. Sorry.
Oh, yes.
So
yes.
I just had to continue.
Glad you caught the transition. And he said the most casual yet mind-blowing thing. He's like, brother, I've been moving 60 miles an hour faster the majority of my life. And it sounded so simple in that time, but then I put it in perspective and I thought about it. I was like, he means it. Like, you are physically moving. The majority of your time in a day is spent moving faster than X
amount. Yeah.
And then you're gone for X amount of time, and everybody back home is living the normal timeline.
Yeah.
And then these 2 weeks feel like 100 years. But then at home, it's been 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And the readjustment.
Time dilation.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And so just readjusting to each one, like, cool, back on the road, back home, is the most confusing just subconscious gymnastics ever. Like, it doesn't make, at least for me, I can't, you know, it doesn't get easier for me. It just...
Also, when you do get to, like, come home off of the, like, and have, like, time home, do you also have, like, almost like an incubation or, like, hibernation period? Where you're like, I'm at the house, I'm not leaving the house,
absolutely,
kind of thing.
Yeah. Absolutely. I genuinely just go into, it's
a
like the depressurization chamber, and then you're like,
yeah.
I just go. Yeah.
That's a barometric chamber for socialization.
Absolutely. It's so.
I have the bins. I need to lie down. It's kind of what it feels like, I imagine. It's like, yeah, just that, like you said, that decompression and that, just that, yeah.
I need like a day.
Yeah.
Just a day to me. Depending, I feel like it's harder too, the longer you're out for.
Yes.
And then you come.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. It's like, oh, I got to shake this road dust off and be home.
Road dust.
Road dust.
Road dust. Road rash,
people
brother.
Filth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you have to find the balance between like being covered in road dust and like being home and then being rusty when you go back out. And
that was excellent.
Dust or rust.
Yeah, that was excellent.
Yeah. You either dusty or rusty.
And brother, both of them are falling apart.
It's the other thing I find that gets really annoying. I annoy the fuck out of myself, right? Is you spend so much time out there, and it is just genuinely the experiences or the experience that you're having. So when you get home and someone's been home, it's just like a million stories. None of them are good.
Nah.
Most of them aren't even fun. but it's all I have to talk about. Like, that's literally all I know.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I could just see people be like, I don't give a fuck. Just stop. No more stories. Like, let's talk about fucking O'Reilly's or some shit for a second.
O'Reilly's?
I don't know. Yeah, this song is stuck in my head.
Auto parts?
Maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. You know?
Just that balance of not... of remembering that not everybody is having the same experience at all times.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I mean, the point is I annoy myself. It's...
Actually, yeah. O'Reilly's auto parts.
Yeah.
Friend of the pod. I keep going back there every week.
They are, but they could be.
Yeah.
Sponsored by.
Please give me power steering fluid. My car is falling apart.
Or sponsored by Bill O'Reilly.
We're doing it live.
Yeah, we're doing it live. Fuck it. We're going live.
Fuck it.
Is that who did it? Is that who got mad?
Wasn't that Bill O'Reilly?
I suddenly doubt myself.
I don't.
I was very confident.
Was there, yeah. Same.
I don't know if that was Bill O'Reilly.
Was it not?
I mean, he had a stage 5 meltdown on that was.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It sounds accurate.
But is it like some Mandela effect where it's not?
Is Bill O'Reilly a person?
Yeah, like, does he exist?
I was like, it was Bill Maher or something.
Yeah. William O'Reilly, perhaps.
Yeah, it was Bill O'Reilly.
Okay.
In 2008.
So Billiam.
We'll do it live! Fuck it!
Billiam is a...
That's so funny.
What is this? What is happening?
Bill O'Reilly's Do It Live meltdown. God.
Should we do our impressions of that?
Yeah, let's do our best. Hold on, let's watch it really quickly.
You want me to put it up there?
I just love that, like, we know...
I just put it up there.
Oh, yeah, put it up there.
Like, we know and we do our best.
Text me the link.
But we don't know or hear what the guy in the studio headset is saying. Do you know what I mean? I want that sketch. I want somebody to do, like, a side-by-side sketch of Bill O'Reilly's live meltdown and, like, the guy in the headset being, like... Like, fuck it, we'll do it live. And he's like, Bill, we've been live. I've been holding the sign up for 2 minutes.
Did you send it to me?
Yeah, I'm trying to find a good one. They're all TikTok. Oh, Facebook.
Here, I'm
just going to
YouTube.
A really, really good
Bill
stitch thing. That people could just put in whatever.
Right. Like that Folgers commercial thing, dude.
Do it live. Let's see.
Oh, fucking goof. 21 minutes to food.
Here, there we go. This one is a minute.
Oh, like the Bill O'Reilly version of, God damn it, who put a question mark on a teleprompter?
You know Ron will read anything that's on the teleprompter.
Oh my God.
Go fuck yourself, San Francisco.
San Diego.
And Francisco.
That's called a bring back. What's that called in comedy?
Callback.
A callback.
Callback.
It's called a callback.
I've been waiting on a callback for a lot of years. Nobody wants to employ me.
Nobody wants
me. I'm gonna start playing music.
Beer didn't work.
Give me just a second. I'll get better at
this. Nate brought some girl over to swim. Jennifer, maybe? I don't know.
Jennifer, maybe?
Yeah, I don't know.
Aniston?
He's like my... How cool would that be?
But imagine.
I just did.
It'd be,
loved it. Hey,
Lopez is recently single.
Mm. Oh, fuck her.
No, I don't think...
Absolutely not. She can't come.
She might be able to. We don't know yet.
I don't care.
That's probably why Ben looks so frustrated in that photo. He's like, I don't know what else to do.
Ben afflicted. I hate that one. I take that one back.
Ben afflicted.
Yeah.
That's tomorrow. And that is it for us today. And we will leave you with a... I can't do it. We'll do it live.
Okay.
We'll do it live. Do it live! I'll write it and we'll do it live! Fucking thing sucks!
Fucking thing sucks! 5, 4, 3,
street. That's tomorrow, and that is it for us today. I'm Bill O'Reilly. Thanks again for watching. We'll leave you with Sting and a cut off his new album. Take it away.
Wow, what a prick. That's that's psychotic that you can just like, let's see, can we do it? Wait, what did he say?
I can't do it.
We'll do it live! I said we'll do it live! I'll write it and I'll just do it live!
Yeah, but it was
anyway,
like...
that's been it for this evening. Thank you so much. I'm Bill O'Reilly, and coming up is a cut of Sting's new album, Take Us Out.
He's psychotic.
Yeah, he got it.
I'm incredible. Autistic.
Yeah. I feel like he just like got angrier and angrier.
Yeah. What caused that? I don't remember.
I think he was fumbling his word. The teleprompter was going weird. Yeah. So he was like, fuck it, we'll do it live.
Had like an error or something. So you just...
Oh, it's so...
Fucking sucks! That was the best. Favorite part. This thing fucking sucks!
I love watching men get mad like that. It's so funny. I can watch that over and over and over again.
Imagine him going in and just being like, hey, the teleprompter's been acting weird just like every day. And they're like, yeah, we'll get to it. And then he finally just is like, fuck it!
That's what I'm saying. You know what I mean?
This thing sucks.
Actually, there's a three word. I do love three word freakouts. It's
yeah.
Like for example, there was I don't remember what page it was on Twitter. Somebody was like reward or something for anyone who sends us pictures of Ted Cruz playing basketball as a kid. And Ted Cruz responded to it with pictures of him playing basketball. He says, "What do I get?" And the page responded, "Go eat shit." That's all it was.
Go eat shit.
The context didn't matter. It just, that phrase is so pleasant.
Go eat shit.
As a response.
Yeah. Go eat shit.
Go eat shit.
Yeah.
Fuck a duck.
Three word.
Eat a dick.
Sick burns.
Go kick rocks.
Go kick rocks.
Somebody
suck an egg.
Are you guys into Black Twitter? Somebody told me. Kathleen told me about Black Twitter today.
Love Black Twitter.
We talked Black Twitter in our first episode.
Compilation of the best stuff.
Oh my god!
Twitter.
Well, but also Black Twitter is like a place.
Yeah, you can go there.
You can like get into Black Twitter and go on Black Twitter.
What do you mean,
Twitter.
Physically or
no? Well, like
yes,
like kind of your algorithm.
Oh.
You know, if you're a black person,
in Atlanta? Where is it? No. Bye, guys. I'll be in Black Twitter.
Black Twitter is the algorithm that covers like all of the black celebrities and black celebrity news and just.
Well, they were just talking about how the two brothers of Oasis, the crazy shit that they've said to each other over the last however many years, and then they were like, "Let's do two shows," and then they like broke their own fucking website this morning and like. How funny, like, their Twitters are, like, how much they hate each other. That's so funny. And then they were like...
Oasis?
I'm sorry.
Wonderwall, right?
Liam,
who's the other brother?
They're brothers, and they fucking hate each other, and that's why they broke up.
Yeah, Liam Gallagher and...
Wait, that's a show. That's Shameless.
No, Liam Gallagher.
Oh shit!
Paul Arthur's lip.
I was straight up having a heart attack right now.
Well, I love that. I love that you were having it internally because you were just dead eye staring. I was like, no, he what?
Noel Gallagher.
Noel.
Yeah, Liam and Noel.
Yeah, they're brothers, and they fucking hate each other. And I guess they. You're dead.
God, that just killed me. I was like, there's no
I had
this.
Your back.
Yeah. No way.
I guess they like say really mean shit to each other on Twitter. And Kathleen was just telling me about how funny it is and that I need to go look at it. And she was like, and also if you ever want to dip your toe into Black Twitter, that's also very funny. People are like done with Tiffany Haddish and done with somebody else. I forgot.
Yeah. Tiffany Haddish. Who is the other comic that was involved in that Tiffany Haddish? It was about a sketch, right?
Yeah. I don't know. She was telling me about how many comedians steal shit.
And Aries Spears, maybe?
I think, yeah.
Yeah. Tiffany Haddish.
Yeah, but fuck him. He was the one that was like, Lizzo's a gross, ugly, fat bitch or something. And it's like, dude, what?
Could also be Lizzo. I think black people are done with Lizzo.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I have no information.
I don't either. I just think it's really funny that the Oasis brothers hate each other.
Finding
and they fight on Twitter.
I keep up with the same thing on Black Twitter, but I keep up with like sports beefs and like rap beefs on Black Twitter.
I love rap beefs so much.
I love rap beefs.
So funny. Too. They just fight online. That's so weird.
There's a lot. There's a compilation of them like yelling on stage about each other too.
Oh my God.
They say the most. It's like you hear it, and if anyone else said it, you'd be like, come on.
So do they both just like play the songs separately now?
As far as I know, that's
kind of doing two shows together.
They are actually.
They're doing two shows together.
But still fighting online.
And they didn't do it right because they're fucking old, dumb, and they hate each other, so they can't get on the same fucking page. I actually don't know how old they are.
This would be a great TV show.
Yeah.
This would be a great TV show.
I have no idea. Maybe.
About like a band, like an old rock band that still has like beef with each other. Yeah. But they have to do shows together because they're old and broke and. You know
I don't
what I
know
mean?
Why they're
for
doing
the
it. They don't
time?
Need to. They have so much money.
Yeah.
But for some reason, they didn't set up their website correctly and they broke their own website.
It's Oasis, you know?
That's hilarious.
Semi bay. Yeah, it's funny.
William's like, God damn it, no.
No!
This is why I broke up with you in the first place.
You broke our website.
Oasis is currently the opposite of an Oasis. Yes. The band Oasis is currently a hellmouth.
Yeah.
It's a tsunami out there.
How funny. It's just so funny. I learn all kinds of things.
Have you seen any good shows recently? Like, not TV shows.
Musical
shows?
Yeah,
musical shows. Mm-hmm. Not Oasis.
No.
I saw Del Watson live, last year. That was really good.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, he's a talented guitar player.
Yeah, I saw Chris Stapleton. I watched a couple, him sing a couple songs. Wait, I did something with somebody really cool. Oh, I saw George Strait.
Oh, that's sick.
That's cool.
Yeah, yeah. They were on tour, or Little Big Town was on tour. Remember when I was out with LBT? They were doing the George Strait thing. Mm. Yeah, that was cool. I mean, what an icon. And they were also on tour with Chris Stapleton before. That's when I went and did the Chris Stapleton.
I got to...
Orville Peck, who I'm a fan of. I know. It's fashion. That's what he said.
That's what I said.
He's not... His voice is pretty sick.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, nothing... No digs.
No, totally. His voice is pretty
fashion,
sick.
Fashion, you know?
Yeah, it's... Yes. I'm a fag hag. I love it.
Fashion.
Yeah, fashion. I love fashion. It.
Oh, all fashion, no passion.
I saw... Last year, I got to take, my sister and brother-in-law... backstage for a jelly roll.
Oh yeah, the jelly roll.
That's sick.
Yeah, that was cool.
I've always heard that guy's really nice. I've never actually met him.
He is a sweetheart. He loves comedy.
Hell yeah.
Very cool guy. Very
That's
sweet
sick.
Man.
When an I really angel. Don't think I've ever heard anyone say a bad thing about him, which is wild. That's so rare because even good people have a couple haters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever heard anybody say anything bad about him.
Yeah, Post Malone's really nice too.
Really?
He's so nice. He's the nicest.
What was it you said to him? You texted me about it.
Yeah, we were at the bar. We were at the Ryman the other night, and he was getting a drink, and I was just talking to this other girl, and he, walked by me with two things, and I said, yeah, girl, and he said, yeah, girl. I was like, yeah.
That's sick.
Third guy was like, yeah, girl. The Ryman was like, yeah.
Yeah. I was like, yes, yes, queen. You are him, Posty. When are you going back out on the road?
It's a week and a half.
A week and a half?
September, yeah.
Where are you playing? Do you want to say some dates? When is this? Is this coming out next week?
I'm not going to lie to you. I have no idea.
Oh, sick.
Do you have a website or something?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I just don't ever remember anything.
Perfect.
So, just, amigothedevil.com.
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 Migo the devil of God.
AMIGOTHEDEVIL.com.
Oh my God, you should make a weird infomercial. Wait, didn't you guys do that with the mechanic?
Yeah.
Oh, you guys should watch that.
Omigo.
I did a whole thing. I was a mechanic.
You're a fucking mechanic.
If you got problems, I got solve-ems.
I got solve-ems.
That's great.
That's hilarious.
It's a thing.
Tight.
Yeah, we can wind it.
Yeah.
We should be good. I mean, we took some breaks, but we should be good.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're at 140 something.
Still
oh. Yeah. You are him.
No, my.
I hope tomorrow you wake up and you still are him.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
Himbo Fisher, dude.
Himbo Fisher. Himon and Pumbaa.
Himon and Pumbaa.
Himon and Pumbaa.
I feel like y'all have amnesia because y'all forgot that I'm him.
Timothy McVeigh.
Timothy McVeigh.
Timothy McVeigh!
Oh, I like Timothy Chalamet. That's even better.
Timothy Chalamet.
Can we talk about the movie really fast and not give it away?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Yes. Let's talk about this fucking
movie. Whatever.
Oh my God.
I'm half deaf.
No, I just love that. Like, I love the what's it called? Like the world building of giving.
We're talking
cannibals
about bones and all.
The,
I don't know.
Like
if
a similar backstory to like vampires.
Yes.
Yep. I thought that was very cool.
What's it called? Yeah.
Bones
and all.
You become. I personally feel like it was cast so well.
Very.
Like everybody.
Incredible.
Dude.
Who's in it?
The Braid Boy. Holy shit.
Yes. Yeah.
Holy shit.
Timothy Chalamet was in it.
Okay. Timothy Chalamet.
I don't remember him.
The Braid guy is such
Holy
an incredible actor
shit.
And he's great in everything.
Unreal.
Holy shit.
Is it
shit.
In like theaters or is
no,
it?
No, it was a Prime, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a couple of years ago, I think it came out.
Oh, okay.
And
22.
Set in the late 80s.
What's like the synopsis?
So here's the thing.
A young woman embarks on a 1,000-mile odyssey through America where she meets a disenfranchised drifter, but all roads lead to back to their terrifying pasts and a final stand that will determine whether love can survive their otherness.
Okay, so their otherness is...
Spoiler alert, by the way.
Oh, is it? Then I won't say it.
Okay.
I wouldn't say spoiler, but what hooked
yeah,
me...
Yeah, they kind of... Yeah, it's that first couple
it's
minutes.
Early, that's what it is.
It's
yeah,
fucking...
That's what it is.
We
when
were
you're
like,
what
what's
the fuck
happen?
Is happening? Yeah. What just fucking happened?
That's why I said it came on after a movie, and I said, fuck it, I got time. I'm going to watch a random movie. And I'm watching, I'm like, oh, cute. And then like 10 minutes in, I just remember going... And I stopped it because I needed to share that experience with someone else. So then I waited to watch it with someone else. I didn't think it disappointed. I love
it. No, it was really good.
Mark Rylance is that actor's name.
Oh fuck. What else was he in?
He was
plays...
in the Big Friendly Giant. He was in
wow,
Bridge
what
of
a...
Spies. The Trial of the Chicago 7.
I know, I haven't seen any of these.
Yeah.
Don't Look Up.
Oh,
okay.
What was he in that?
These are Michelin star films.
Peter Isherwell.
These are car movies.
Ready Player One.
Oh, okay.
No.
He is the James Halifax guy. Dunkirk. Bridge of Spies. The Gunman.
He's been in a lot of shit.
He's been
he
in
is
a
him.
Lot.
Yeah,
of
he
shit.
Is him.
He's in The Other Bolin Girl.
Oh, someone else got their head cut off, huh?
Yeah.
Spoiler. You're supposed to say spoiler before, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, way better to say it after.
It's also a lot
you
of
You say
like,
it, then you're like, spoiler stuff. Alert.
Yeah.
Well, so, I mean... Did you like it?
I like it.
Okay.
Yeah, we all liked right. it.
I'm going to watch it tonight.
You should. It's
really
fucking wild.
Was...
Don't ruin it. I'm going to watch it tonight.
You like Timothy Chalamet.
Who
I
doesn't?
Say,
he's
yeah.
he's
wild in it.
He's wild in it, but he's also excellent.
Incredible.
In it.
By yeah. wild, I mean that's a good.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You meant the good wild.
Yeah, he's like wildly talented.
Mm.
He's also wildly tiny.
He's
small.
So
yeah.
Skinny.
My main confusion while watching that movie was...
How straight am I?
Exactly.
I earmuffed that part.
Not straight enough.
I thought it was going to be a spoiler.
Don't ruin it.
I covered my ears and you said, how straight am I?
Is how...
Really? You think he's hot?
Huh?
You think he's hot?
No, he's just, in the movie, he's very intense.
I'm more of a Saltburn slurp to come guy.
Oh, I'm also more of a Saltburn slurp to come guy. That was so hot.
No, I'm Timothy Chalamet with a pink streaked little mullet going on.
Timothy Chalamet, maybe. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you also haven't seen Saltburn yet, so you don't know how
Saltburn.
You don't know how like drink my bathwater type shit is happening. Our group text, me, him, and Nate, is called Cum Tub.
Cum Tub.
Because when I first met them... when I first...
That should be the name of the Saltburn fan, like, podcast.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Cum Tub.
Cum Tub.
Yeah. When we all first met, one of the first... Well, I met you guys at your house.
Yep.
And then I think the second time we hung out was at my house, and we all watched Saltburn. And I think you had seen it, and Nate has seen it, and I hadn't. And I was like... What?
Go on.
Please proceed indubitably.
Ooh.
Yeah.
It was wild. The Bones and All thing for me was, I don't understand how they made such a tender and sweet and genuinely emotional movie.
Ugh, the
around.
End.
Around.
In context, what is very gnarly, they presented that in like a not kind way.
No. Yeah, but if you think about it.
But you're never shocked.
Vampires, there's how many movies are there that you like fall in love with the people and you, or the vampires, and you connect, and you just hasn't been done in this other way.
Yeah, Bradley Pitt.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Interview with a
Twilight. Vampire.
Twilight, right. There's like, I mean, it's crazy. I don't think they can go that hard with this particular type of, I don't know.
Speaking of Brad Pitt as a vampire, I started like watching it. I'm like 3-4 episodes deep, but the new, like the interview AMC, Anne Rice's Interview with the Vampire, the series.
I haven't seen it.
Me either.
Oh, it is good. Very good. Awesome. It's very good.
I don't know why that made me think this, but I feel like we're due for a good Frankenstein movie, like a good spin on it, or a good, like a humanization of Frankenstein rather than big so monster. Cool.
Yeah.
They don't really fuck with that. Like, nobody really fucks Frankenstein.
I think it's sick.
I think it's a great story that hasn't really been modernized, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. It hasn't been done recently.
That would be cool.
Frankly Stein.
That would be cool.
Frankly Stein.
Francis Stein.
It's like, and Francis like Stein. Francis Stein. I mean, it could just be Frankenstein, just modern day.
Yeah. The doctor's all like, cool. Dr. Francis Stein is like,
well, or I mean, who's the kid that was who's Yes Chef? What's his name? The bear, Yes Chef.
Oh.
Wow. Ooh, why'd you put me on a spot like that?
He kind of looks like young.
The main character?
Marty Feldman.
Yeah.
He could be the doctor.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah,
are you talking about the main character?
Yeah, Lip. The hot.
Jeremy Allen short, White.
Jeremy Allen White.
Trust me, I know that
short
name.
Short King.
But by the way, Ironclaw was kind of crazy.
Yeah. God,
I haven't seen it yet. God, but I keep hearing great things.
We started, didn't we?
I watched it on the plane, which is a terrible idea. You shouldn't watch anything sad on the plane because you will cry because you're the altitude.
Oh, yeah.
And I fucking just boo-hooed.
I could not stop crying.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I was just in tears.
The Iron Claw is about...
The wrestling brothers, the three wrestling brothers.
Right, and bowl haircut.
Zac Efron,
Jeremy Allen White. Who's the third brother?
I can't remember his.
Who is it about?
There's three like real life brothers. Like it's an actual story.
Like based on a real life thing.
Is it Van something? I can't remember their names.
I'm blanking on literally everything tonight.
Perfect. Cool.
Y'all are kind of rude. And
got you influences.
Von, I was right. Well, kind of right. Von Erich Brothers.
Oh, the Von Erich Brothers.
The Von Erich Brothers.
Cute.
Yeah. They actually left a brother out of the movie, too, which is kind of fucked up.
Oof.
Yeah. Oasis. The
Cooper Manning of the Von Erickson, Von Erich Brothers.
T.B. Cooper.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about what's going on right now. But I want to watch
Deep Cuts.
Deep cuts. Tight.
But, yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah, D.B. Cooper is the bank robber.
It's like anytime they talk about sports, too, I'm like, I don't know.
Call us deli because we got deep cuts.
Our food will be here in 10.
Okay, bet. Let's
wrap it.
Let's wrap it up and
call it.
Put it under a tree.
Yes.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Yes.
Bye.
Merry Christmas.
If you like good music, made by really cool people, AmigoTheDevil.com. Check out their tour dates. Check out their music.
Go see them in a city near you.
Go see them in a city near you.
To be honest, though,
thank you. Of course.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thanks for coming, man.
Fucking Danny, where'd you get the cheese? Where'd you get the grilled cheese, Danny?
Don't make it of the night.
You know, I've gotten that comment on a couple of videos before. Somebody has been like, is this Shane's cousin Danny? And I have to be like... That's right. You have to be like, different things! I do also like grilled cheeses, though.
It's a spectrum for a reason.
That's so fucking funny.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
I'm sorry to extend this. I know we're saying bye, but grilled cheese are fucking sick. They are
I great. Would have ordered one had there been one.
You can't go wrong.
It's a food group. Grilled cheese is a food group.
Yeah. 100%. Mm-hmm. Grilled cheese, quesadilla, anything with just something and cheese. I'm like, yes, please.
Bread and cheese.
Bread and cheese.
Yeah. Meatball sub. A cheese quesadilla is just a Spanish grilled cheese.
Yeah. A piece of pizza is just an Italian grilled cheese.
Yeah.
One-sided, open-faced.
A meatball sub is a vessel for cheese.
Yeah, it sure is.
That's it.
It sure the fuck is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not vegan.
Cheese curds? Just vegetarian. Just wrapped up little slices.
We fuck with cheese.
I know. Yeah. Could you imagine if I was full vegan? I've tried. It's hard.
Also, you fuck with cheese, but not ice cream.
The milk just makes me really sick.
Mm. Yeah, I don't
really
care.
Sick.
I just eat it.
I had this conversation recently. I am a big milk person.
I can't.
I can't. I can't do like whole milk anymore. Now I do like the
Fairlife
lactose free. Yeah, like the Fairlife.
Yeah, but
milk.
You can eat ice cream and not want to die.
Mm-mm. Dude, I
want to die.
I don't want
a pint, dude.
If I
you're
eat
Greek,
ice cream,
I feel like
everyone around
you're
me.
Basically Italian. You're like your stomach is just like steel.
Blood. I have more milk than blood.
Yeah, exactly.
You're genetically built for goat cheese, so like cat, like regular milk. You're like, fuck yeah.
Ooh.
Goat milk? This is so much nicer.
So much nicer. I was like, we're really milking this ending. Huh?
Yeah.
Oh,
wow.
God. I just panicked about the food. I'll be honest. That's why I said that.
Do you panic?
Yeah, I panicked. I
like, 8 minutes.
I want my chicky parm
sitting
there.
I know.
A second longer than I have to.
I ordered like 9 things. I was like, maybe I want that. I don't know. Maybe I want that. I don't know. No. I panicked too.
I also have tour dates coming up. You can come see me live. We're going next week, this week.
Saturday.
We're in California.
Woo!
Oh, yeah.
We're in California. Come see us. San Jose, Irvine, Ontario, Los Angeles, San Diego. I have tickets all the way through to the end of the year. Shows all the way from California all the way to Boston. AJWilkerson.com.
Go fuck yourself.
Yes,
go.
And don't forget to go to Patreon and get a bonus 30 minutes of every episode behind the scenes at patreon.com/TardationNation.
Somebody behind.
See you
us?
Next week.
Bye.
Yeah, the
bye.
Camera. The camera.
No, I know.
Behind you.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. There's three.
Two. Three. Two. One. Three. Two.
Smile. Look. Smile. Look.
A two, a one.
What a good looking group of fucking idiots.
Great.
Yeah. Everybody's looking at cameras, but we're all looking at different cameras.
It's like an Anchorman when they're trying to get the shot of all of us.
Fuck it, we're doing it live!
Fuck it, we'll do it live!
This shit sucks! We're doing it live! Fuck it!
Anyways, thanks for tuning in.
Yeah. Thanks for coming, guys. Really, God bless. May the Lord be with you.
I'm sorry that was so loud.
Take us out, Sting.
We've got a cut of Sting's new album to take us out.
What in tarnation?